And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, the Dunes Summer Theater, Dunes Arts Foundation. And they're going to be talking about what's coming up and what they just had at their place. Guys, a lot of things happening this summer. We'd like to welcome Tito Sanchez-Williams, Elise Cremani, and Steve Scott, Hello. The director of the upcoming show. So welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, I'll toss it, I guess, to Elise first about what you have coming up as a cabaret on June 26th. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, we're going to be celebrating our 70th anniversary of the Dunes Arts Foundation by having a gala. Begins at 6 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m. at Barker Hall, the historic Barker Hall. And we'll be celebrating seven decades of Broadway tunes. So we're going to have one song from each, South Pacific, Cabaret, Jesus Christ Superstar, Les Mis, Rent, Putnam County, and we end with Working. And we have some of our stars singing, and Steve Scott, the great Steve Scott, will be our MC.
Very good.
Yeah, dinner by Panini Panini. Everybody's talking about how good that food is, so you'll have a lovely dinner with them. And tickets are $100. This is a fundraiser, and we're hoping to raise enough funds so we can start our renovations this fall.
And so we'll toss it to you, Tito. You just closed out your first show of this season. Tell us a little about Forever Plaid and how it went.
Oh, it went phenomenal. I was just overwhelmed with the amount of support and love. We got a lot of nights. We got a standing ovation, which is also it's what means the world for a performer. The fact that the audience enjoyed it so much. And we had actually had people that went two, three times to see it because they enjoyed it that much. And that is also a big sign of a successful production, that you liked it so much, you wanted to just see it again.
Yeah, and bring somebody else with you.
Yeah, and that's what they did.
Well, then now after the June 26th event, and we did talk about this a couple times, Steve Scott's going to be the director on a Shakespeare classic. Steve, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're doing a play very fitting for this time of year, A Midsummer Night's Dream, which will open on July 9th. We're in the middle of rehearsals for it now. And it's basically a play about the crazy things that love makes you do. The plot centers on... Well, it centers on a lot of things. There are actually three or four different plots going on. But the main plot centers on two pairs of lovers and the feelings that they have for each other. And the one in one pair is in love with somebody in the other pair and how all of that goes around. And all of this is in the midst of the coronation of a new queen and the preparations for that. And the fairy Prince Oberon and the fairy queen Titania, who kind of oversee everything in the world, are having their own marital problems. So it's about love in all of its guises, when you're frantic in love, when you're crazy in love, and when you finally find the one that you truly love. What happens? It's absolutely delightful, and I've got a wonderful company of actors, 10 actors playing a lot of different roles, and the whole thing is less than an hour and a half long. So it's a perfect entertainment for a midsummer night.
So yeah. Tito, do I remember right? Do you have a role in The Midsummer?
I do. I'm one of those, it's so funny because the production I know really well, and Steve cast me as Theseus. So Theseus is that type of Theseus, the one that you know from Greek mythology, the hero, kind of like the Duke of Athens. And pretty much what happens is that it also centers a little bit about me in the beginning and the end. I'm supposed to have my wedding with Hippolyta. Now, Steve, a great director that he is, he did something that usually a lot of people don't do, which is create a conflict from the very beginning with Hippolyta. Even though we're supposed to be married, she plays hard again. So there's a lot of comedy there that I'm enjoying, and it's really good and fun. But also on top of that, he also made me a fairy. So my fairy is very interesting fairy. I'm the Duke of Athens, but then I become a fairy, and I don't want to give anything away because it's kind of interesting fairy.
Yeah. Tito is a very snarky fairy. So he kind of redefines our concept of what a fairy is. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Can't wait to see the costuming.
I think Steve would like to talk about the theme of the costumes because that's a thing of its own.
Well, the fairy world is going to be basically done in kind of punk rock. And we have a wonderful young designer designing the costumes for Hippolyta. are for Oberon and Titania and the fairies.
Yeah, Bonnie Fontaine. Yeah,
they're going to look kind of out of this world in a familiar way. The rest of the clothes are fairly contemporary, and you know, there's lots of other stuff going on with it, so it should be a lot of fun.
The performance dates for Midsummer Night's Dream, and this is all outdoors, correct?
Yeah, they're July 9th through the 25th. It'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30. It's outdoors. And the best way to get tickets are to go to our website, dunesarts.org.
Okay, well, thank you so much for all of you. That's Dune Arts Foundation for Dune Summer Theater, Midsummer Night's Dream, July 9th through 25th. And, of course, the Through the Decades Cabaret on June 26th. Thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.